once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. He's also recently received a professorship at Veritas International University in Southern California. And so I'm a professor over there, the professor of apologetics and religion. And I'm also going to be the director of the Master of Arts degree program in Christian apologetics, and that's just an honor to work with that. So look up Veritas. It's called Veritas Seminary right now. They've changed the name to Veritas International University. It was founded by Norman Geisler. The current president is Joseph Holden, Dr. Joseph Holden. So check that out online when you get a chance. I hope you're subscribing to the Phil Fernandez Show. The more subscribers we get, the more impact we can have. And these are little short clips, and I'm talking worldviews right now. And right now I'm going to be talking about pantheism, the worldview pantheism. Whereas theism believes in a personal God that created the universe, and the universe is separate from God. And theism says that God is transcendent. God is separate from and above the universe. But God is also immanent, involved with the universe. But the pantheist, God is the universe, and God is a non-personal force. God is not a he that gives us moral commands. God is not a he that can love us. God instead is an it. So it's the force be with you rather than the Lord be with you. And since so the world is less than fully real. The Hindus would call it Maya, almost an illusion, but at least less than fully real. Any reality it might have, it's because it emanates from the really real. And the only really real thing is the non-personal God. So it's the force be with you, not the Lord be with you. So God is beyond truth. So really there's no truth, no distinction between truth and falsehood. We've got to get beyond reason. God is beyond rational. God is beyond moral. So there really is no such thing as right and wrong. And so God is more of a force like electricity than he is like a personal being like the God of the Bible. And of course, pantheists are monists. They believe all reality is one being. So I think it's really impossible to share pantheism without contradiction, because what you have is one mind trying to convince another mind that only one mind exists. And that's contradictory. And pantheism doesn't explain morality. We know that it is absolutely wrong for all people at all times and all places to torture innocent human babies. And the statement that there is no absolute truth, if that statement's true, it would be absolutely true. It's a self-refuting statement. So in actuality, pantheism is a very, very weak worldview. We find it in Hinduism. Some branches of Buddhism are also agnostic concerning God's existence, question God's existence. We find it in the New Age movement. Many New Agers are pantheists as well. But pantheism teaches God is the universe. No, the universe is finite and it was created by an infinite God. And so theism, more particularly Christian theism, Christian Trinitarian theism, is the one true worldview. Pantheism is false. God bless you.